This is meteorologist Dennis Hull with your Friday Ag Weather Impacts. Well, at the Columbia Basin Agricultural Research Center Field Day in mid-June, I caught up with Dr. Ryan Graebner, who is the new OSU Extension Cereal Specialist. Well, of course, we talked about wheat varieties and weather.
Ryan, what are some of the, let's say, three top traits for breeding for winter wheat in this area?
Yield, of course, and then good stripe rust resistance, and having the quality that's going to make the end users happy.
So you mentioned during your presentation about Norwest Tandem being one of the better wheats for this area. Is there any downside to that variety?
You know, Norwest Tandem is a pretty well-rounded variety. It's got generally good stripe rust resistance, meets the end-use standards, and then yield-wise, it's done pretty well in this trial.
So end-use standards would be like milling quality or protein or what?
Protein, test weight, and then, the milling quality. Okay. And then there's a whole another part of that happens after the yield data where the cereal scientists at OSU in Washington will be looking to see how specifically the different varieties make crackers and make the different products that might come out of this wheat.
So what makes climate here at Pendleton unique for winter wheat?
Pendleton's kind of interesting that it's an intermediate rainfall where it's not kind of the real low 10, 12 inches, but then we don't have 20 plus inches that they get up closer to Walla Walla.
My thanks to OSU Cereal Extension Specialist Ryan Graebner. This is Dennis Hull, and that's your Ag Weather Impacts.